egal ob man den Wein oder das Bier liebt oder das Marzeni Ryzyk.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel recommending Smaženi Řízek or a Czech-style pork schnitzel. The Chancellor stayed in Prague on a number of occasions as a postgraduate physics student in the late 1970s and early 80s and still has fond memories of her time in the Czech capital. Ms. Merkel paid a brief visit to the Czech Republic on Friday to discuss the future of the EU constitution and other issues with Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek and President Václav Klaus. The German Chancellor's visit also coincided with the anniversary of the so-called Czech-German Declaration, which was signed in Prague 10 years ago this week. This document was intended to lay the foundation for modern German-Czech relations. Colleen O'Connor looks at how things have developed between the countries since it was signed.
When the Czech-German Declaration was signed in January 1997, it was intended to encourage good neighbourliness between the two countries and to draw a line under the injustices of the past. Considering that these injustices included such emotive issues as Nazi persecution and the subsequent violent expulsion of the Sudeten Germans from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War, it is unlikely that the country's turbulent history will ever be forgotten. Nevertheless, a page now does seem to have been turned on the harrowing events of the past. Tomáš Jelínek is the director of the Czech-German Fund for the Future, an organisation that was established to foster good relations between Germany and Czechoslovakia after the signing of the declaration.
I think there are some rifts which I'm not sure that they can be healed, but I see a big progress in these issues because the Czech-German declaration brought compensation payments for Nazi victims and class actions and the Red-Green coalition in Germany brought then compensation payments for former forced labor. On the other hand, there was gesture of reconciliation to Sudeten German anti-fascists from the Czech government. I think it has led to more sensitivity and to more empathy in both societies, I hope.
The activities of the Czech-German Fund for the Future include running cross-cultural exchanges and other projects to help the two countries understand each other better. After a decade of work like this, Tomáš Jelínek says that relations between Czechs and Germans are considerably warmer, and that this thaw in relations has been partly helped by the fact that many of the countries' dealings with each other are now conducted on a multilateral level within a wider European context.
First of all, I would say we know each other better than 10 years ago and we are closer. Both countries are members of the European Union, of NATO, and our politicians and officials meet more in a multilateral context, and there were only marginal problems on the bilateral agenda in the last time, such German trash on Czech tapes. But particularly the citizens of both countries know each other much better. I think that the Czech-German declaration played and plays a very positive role in this evolution.
Although the fund was initially only meant to exist for a decade, both countries have decided to keep the project going, so as to help ensure that all the good work of the past 10 years is not undone and that Czechs and Germans continue to maintain a friendly relationship. Tomáš Jelínek again.
It's important to have a good mutual relation between these two countries, and then we can contribute to the European integration. We can cooperate in international issues without a mutual interest between the citizens. I think that there cannot be a better understanding and better respect for each other.
Tomáš Jelínek, the director of the Czech-German Fund for the Future, ending that report by Colleen O'Connor.